Unit 6. Will you have it finished by then? Dialogues. A merger. Unit 6, Track 1. Bad news. What the? I don't believe it.
What's the matter?
Have you seen this article in the local paper about Paula's school?
No. What's it about?
I'll read it to you. This newspaper has learned that the local council has secret plans for the abolition of St. Martin's School.
What?
The council plans to merge St. Martin's and the Bede School into one much larger school on the site of the latter.
Why?
The reason for the merger is believed to be financial.
How do they know about this?
Here it is. Minutes of a meeting were sent anonymously to this newspaper.
But that's terrible news.
Yes, it is, if it's true.
I wonder if we can do anything about it.
I don't know, but we must be able to do something. I'll answer it. Hello, Jack Nixon speaking.
Hello, Mr. Nixon. My name's Jean King. My daughter Rosie is in Paula's class.
I see.
Have you read the article about the school in the local paper?
Yes, I've just read it.
What did you think?
I was horrified, if it's true.
Oh, I think it's true. I'm trying to organise a protest meeting at the school tomorrow evening. I rang the council and they've agreed to send someone to talk to us. Will you be able to come to the meeting?
The only problem is I have an important interview tomorrow. What time will the meeting start?
7:30.
Oh, that's fine. The interview will be finished long before then.
Good. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
I'll be there. Bye.
Bye.
Track 2. The protest meeting.
Well, thank you all for coming. I can understand how concerned you all are, having read the article.
Good evening. What's your name, please?
Nixon. Jack Nixon.
Oh, hello, Mr. Nixon. I'm Jean King. We spoke on the phone.
Yes, of course. Nice to meet you.
There are some seats over there on the left. The man speaking is the representative from the council. He's only just started.
Thank you. Excuse me. Sorry, thank you.
Could you speak up, please? It's hard to hear you at the back.
Yes, of course. Sorry, is that better?
Yeah.
Good. As I was saying, according to this survey of the local population, the number of pupils attending school in this town will have halved by the year 2010.
Why is that?
Houses in this area have become very expensive. It's become a very desirable area of Manchester to live in. Indeed, we think that by the year 2010, it will have become the most desirable area for house buyers in the whole of the northwest of England. We're already beginning to see one important result of this trend. Young families cannot afford to move here. 50 years ago, the average age in this town was 16. Today, it's 32. And by 2010, it will have doubled again. What all this means is that in 10 years' time, we'll not have the need for 2 primary schools in this area. The newspaper report was right in saying that we are thinking of merging the 2 schools. What they did not mention was that this will not happen for at least 7 years, which is long after your children will have left the school. And by the time the 2 schools become one, the need for having 2 schools will have disappeared. Now, I'll talk a little about the way the merger would probably happen. But first, are there any questions?
What you've said sounds very reasonable, but if the matter is as simple as that, why was the newspaper report so critical?
I don't know. I do. Reasonable stories don't sell newspapers.
Vocabulary expressions with colours. Track 3.
Figurative use of the word colour.
Off colour. He was obviously off colour, so I sent him home to bed.
See the colour of one's money. I've shown you all I can of the product. Now, let's see the colour of your money.
Paint in glowing colours. She painted her new university friends in glowing colours.
Show one's true colours. At first, he pretended to be our friend, but he soon showed his true colours.
Pass with flying colours. She passed all her exams with flying colours.
Colour words used figuratively.
Blue. Smile when you're feeling blue.
Till you're blue in the face. You can tell him till you're blue in the face, but he doesn't listen.
Black and blue. Her face was black and blue where he had hit her.
Once in a blue moon. We only go to London once in a blue moon.
Out of the blue. He didn't write for 3 years, then last week he appeared out of the blue.
Grey matter. He needs to use his grey matter a little more and his fists less.
Green with envy. They'll be green with envy when they see my new car.
Give the green light. The government has given the green light to our scheme.
Have green fingers. Have a green thumb. She has green fingers. Her plants always grow better than mine.
In the red. In the black. It's a letter from the bank saying that my account is £500 in the red.
Be like a red rag to a bull. Mentioning private medicine to Peter is like a red rag to a bull.
Red carpet. The chairman got the red carpet treatment when he visited our factory.
A red herring. In the play, the missing clock turns out to be a red herring.
Red tape. I didn't apply for citizenship because I couldn't stand all the red tape.
Catch someone red-handed. The police went in and caught the thief red-handed.
In black and white. He sees every issue in black and white. There is the proof in black and white.
The black sheep of the family. Lan's brothers are all successful. He was always the black sheep of the family.
The pot calling the kettle black. You call me selfish. That's the pot calling the kettle black.
A white lie. I told him that she sent her love, which was a white lie.
Business situations. Track 4. Negotiating sales conditions. Well, we'd like to buy the machine if you can give us a good price.
I think we can do that. As I think you know, our prices are very competitive.
Yes, but we thought you'd give us a discount.
No. No, I'm sorry. We can't do that. Our prices are already discounted. Yes. Well, if you agree to pay for all shipping costs, we could give you a discount.
OK, but what discount are you proposing?
How about 5%?
No. We'd be happier with 7%? Yes. That's acceptable. But what about the installation? Will Bayer take care of that?
No. I'm sorry, but we can't manage the discount unless you pay for the installation. Yes. Yes, our engineers will take care of the installation.
That sounds good.
OK, then let me summarise what we've agreed on. A 5% discount, and we take care of installation, but you pay all the shipping costs. Track 5. Negotiating a change in a contract.
The paragraph I want to look at is this one, paragraph 7c. It says that unless we deliver within 3 days of the indicated date, we will be in breach of contract and you can cancel the order. That provision is part of our normal contract. Well, I find it a bit unusual. We include it because of problems we've had in the past. Some suppliers have missed delivery dates by weeks, and we've lost a lot of customers because of that. We've had fewer problems since we introduced it. Do you think you could modify it? No. I'm afraid I can't do that. That provision is part of all our contracts. Yes. Possibly. How would you like to modify it? Well, we'd like you to give us a week. May I ask why? We'd feel a lot better if you'd give us a little more leeway. Let me check that out with our manager. I'll get back to you in the next 24 hours. Thanks.